Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. It's January 29th, 2021, and this is Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and I'll be here greeting you with a warm welcome from 10 to 11:30 with welcoming your calls and also your emails if you'd like. And when you do call in, you can be anonymous on either your calls or your email. Those numbers are 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And our email address is radio@kyuk.org. And our lines are open, and we are ready, willing, and able to take those calls or emails. Okay, it's John. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, welcome. I'm glad to be on Talkline again. I was in
You're back.
In a hospital. I had to be medevac because my infected shoulder. And
oh, no.
Well, life threatening. And I'm doing really good now. I wanted to call up and tell everybody hi.
Oh, John.
Thank you for all the prayers and concern that you gave me.
Oh,
it
my goodness.
Such healing power.
Yeah.
I feel way better than I feel.
I'm so glad. Are you out of the hospital then or still there?
No, I'm in patient housing and I'll be coming home on Saturday.
Okay, tomorrow. Great.
And I want to thank everyone for their prayers and concern for me.
Oh, John, I'm glad you're doing okay.
Oh, boy, this is really life-threatening almost.
Oh,
and
wow.
Boy, I'm healing up. Boy, I'm starting to feel normal now.
Oh, I'm glad.
I want to call up right away and let everyone know not to worry. And I'm doing okay. I won't. Guess what? I made the first call again.
I know. Well, last week, that's what. Right. We missed you last week, but I guess you had a excused absence.
Yeah, you know what? We're famous. I went to surgery.
Yeah.
And they might have recognized my voice when the people said I was one of the patients that is on Talkline all the time. And they were laughing and said, you're a famous person. I said, not only me, but Diane.
Oh, drag me on to it, too.
That was surprising. And that was uplifting, you know.
That is so fun.
To know that people listen all over.
Yeah, why not? It's
yeah,
that's awesome.
Even at the hospital here, right when I was in surgery, they told me that. And I said, wow.
That's pretty cool.
We're good people, Diane.
That's good to hear.
And we come from a good community.
Absolutely.
I love all the people. They're all my friends and relatives. I love them so much. I want to let them all know that. And I want to thank him for all the prayers and concern. So, anyway, I want to let you know that now, let everyone know. Good
well,
to be on Talkline again. Hear you laughing.
I know. Well, here you are. I mean, because we did miss you last week, but I guess you had a reason.
I'm in a laughing mood now.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone, please have a good day and please be safe and watch, you know.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, John.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Well, everyone have a good day, Dan. I miss you, all of you.
Yeah, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, everyone have a good, safe day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, Dan, you too.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey,
bye. He's on his way to surgery, and he's known as the guy who calls in first to Talkline. All right, and John's doing better, which is great. All right. So, everyone, the lines are open, and I have a Tundra Drums announcement here that I'll go ahead and read. The Alaska Business Development Center has traveled across Alaska to provide free tax services for 25 years. This year, in place of travel, assistance is available from the Alaska Business Development Center's Anchorage office. For more information and eligibility for free tax services, they have a website that you can go to, which is www.abd.org. And you can go there, and it's really a neat service. They've come out to Bethel every year. They provide free tax preparation for qualified people, and they'll continue to do that, but just from Anchorage. So go ahead and check out that website. And we have a little lost and found, a black lab with red and yellow collar that goes by the name of Blue is missing. There were reports of him, on 6th Avenue. If you have seen him or you have him, please call 545-4066. Now, I think that's the black lab yesterday I saw running down 7th Avenue, but I didn't know what the story was, so I'll be on the lookout for that. A black lab with red and yellow collar that goes by the name of Blue. Okay. That's the lost and found. And speaking of dogs, now that it's snowy and the roads are kind of icy, I have to say the loose dogs out by Larson when you're driving out toward Old BIA near the dumpsters there, I nearly got into a crash because three loose dogs just rushed my car. And I don't know what they thought they were going to do, take down my car or whatever. But I swerved to try not to hit them. But when I put on the brakes, it was icy. So it's kind of scary. So if you live out in Larson and you have some beautiful dogs that you don't want to get into an accident, if you could tie them up, that'd be great. Okay. Speaking of Larson subdivision, there's going to be a new subdivision extending Larson subdivision out. That's one of three new subdivisions on track to add more housing to Bethel. They estimate the three different housing projects will add up to around 100 new homes. So for the next couple of years, we'll be seeing a lot of construction and trucks going up and down the road and supplies going out. So that'll be neat. That's really needed here in Bethel, that's for sure. Okay, our lines are open, and so is our email, and you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And our email is radio@kyuk.org. And we have a email that I'm going to read, anonymous email. Can someone call in on ice road conditions downriver? Can someone call on the LKSD meeting and the petition to return students to classes? Can someone call on the progress in vaccinations and overall percentage of community vaccinations? And can someone call about the overall positivity rate for COVID-19 in the region, Guyana? And oh, okay, it's the same email. Okay, yeah, so if you have information on the ice road conditions downriver, there's also a petition that was online asking people to sign if they wanted school to go ahead and begin face-to-face classes as soon as possible, like today probably, and also the progress on vaccinations and how that's going, and also what our COVID positivity rates are. I wonder if, anyway, thank you for that email. I appreciate that. And you can email at radio@kyuk.org. And if you're living in Bethel and you want to volunteer to be on any of the number of committees that are open, there's numerous vacancies on city commissions and the commissions and committees and it's a chance for you to get involved in things. If you're frustrated about something and you'd like to be part of the discussion and maybe decision-making about that, you can join various committees. I think, I don't have the number here, you can probably find out at the City of Bethel website, and you can Google City of Bethel and the website will come up, and it probably has the committees that are needing somebody to volunteer. Okay, so kind of an unusual circumstance. The lines are open, and so is the email. And I don't usually prepare things for open lines because usually we're very busy. So I'll give out the numbers now, and then I might share something else. Oh. Okay, the numbers are 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And I think everyone knows that caribou hunting is suspended due to the decline in the Mulchatna herd. So I think that's still something. Our weather for tonight is going to be cloudy, with scattered snow showers, highs 10 to 20 above, north wind 10 to 25 miles an hour, and tonight, well, that's today, and then tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy, in the evening then becoming mostly clear, some snow showers, lows 5 below to 15 below, so it's going to get kind of chilly tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny, a high 0 to 5 below, and Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows 5 below to 15 below. Okay. Now, that's for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. If you live in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, your weather is very similar, cloudy tonight. Some snow showers in the highs 5 to 10 above, and that's today. And tonight will be mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and lows 5 below to 15 below. All right, we have a caller from Hooper Bay. Bernie, welcome to Talk Line. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, about this corona?
Yeah.
It's always on every day, every news. And you guys can't even... People need to say their name so we could see if we got contacted with them. Just to get tested.
Okay. Can you say that again? I didn't understand that.
We gotta know who people are that got positive for.
Oh.
And we'll know if we were in contact with them.
Right. I think because of privacy, they don't do that. But when somebody tests positive, they provide a master list of people they've been in contact with and numbers. And sometimes that's how you find out. You get a call from public health, and they let you know that you've been in close contact with someone who tested positive, and then you go into quarantine. But you're right, they don't publish the names of everyone because it's confidential.
It's not confidential if they don't want it to spread, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
If they don't want it to spread, they keep it. It wouldn't be confidential.
Right. That is one thing is to...
So you guys think about it.
Okay.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, Bernie. Yes, we're thinking about it right now.
Bye.
Okay. Well, yes, that would be easier if we knew everyone who was positive, then we could avoid that person. Hopefully they're avoiding everyone by being isolated or in quarantine, so that that also keeps people safe when you honor the quarantine policies. Once you test positive, or even the policies of your place of employment, when you've traveled, all places of employment have some protocol of how long you should quarantine when you return from travel before coming into the office. So there are protections kind of built in to the policies if we follow them. So anyway, lines are open again, and usually it's very busy, so if you've always wanted to call but sometimes have a hard time calling in, now would be a good time to do that. I was thinking about a fishing story that an elder talked to me about, but I think we have a call. Do we have a call? Oh, okay. So I'll hold the fishing story for the call. This is Stephen from Nebraska. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Alexi in Nebraska. I think our region, Waikiki Delta, still has the highest rate per capita of the COVID, although it's on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
But the variant from Europe was already found in Alaska.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's in our Delta, which spreads more, you know, even just by passing a person who's infected is sick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that COVID. And then also there's two states, downstates, where the African variant, although they didn't have any history of travel, you know, has, you know, been found.
Yes.
And that's the one they need to watch more, the African variant, because I think that's the more serious one.
Yes, that's what the reporting is.
Yes, and then as for LKSD, you know, some of these religious, they're doing their best, I know, in the LKSD region to educate or teach. I'm not sure if I agree with students coming back. You know, maybe they can... with limited, and those kids that need more attention than the rest of the kids that are able to handle Zoom and, you know, this method of remote learning. Like, I have one child who struggles, who would greatly benefit from part-time, like, even twice a week, getting attention from a teacher, you know.
Yep.
And this has been going on long, and it's expected to go on longer as this COVID will not, you know, disappear right away like the other viruses that, you know, happened in the past. This COVID has tremendously altered the way we used to live, you know. So people still need to be wary of what's going on and stay maybe extra double the distance from what people have, CDC has recommended. Reduce their bubble to their own families. Although we have extended family, you know, nowadays there are cell phones, everybody in their palm of their fingers that they can call and talk to instead of visiting each other. So, yeah, that's what I have to say. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephen. I'm glad you called with that really important topic. We have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Welcome.
I guess I just wanted to talk about the kids being back in school.
Sure.
So number one, I am not a teacher. I am a parent who works full time. I get off super late. I don't know how long they're planning on keeping kids out of school, but I feel like they need to go back. Yeah, that's just my opinion.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like you're in a busy location.
I am. I gotta go.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah.
Yep, bye.
So if you're somebody who has a point of view on opening of schools, it would be good, this might be a good avenue to share your point of view. There's Roy. This is Roy from Akiak. Hello, Roy. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Since you seem to be begging public.
I'm begging, yes. Thank you.
Excuse me for saying that. But anyway,
it fits.
Sometimes I think I'm a big nuisance in calling it one sometime in the past because there are some issues. Just like this previous caller before the anonymous Steve. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't stop in doing your research and attempting to be of help to our people. Be an avenue to attempt to be of an instrument to be of help in making our world better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd share what Professor of International Relations and Political Science stated about our current what you call that, current issues nationally and globally and locally. It may offend people, but for someone that is attempting to have global international relations and a professor of political science stated, Donald Trump, champion and avatar of shallow state, has won power because his supporters are threatened by what they don't understand. And what they don't understand is almost everything. Indeed, from evolution to data about our economy to the science of vaccines to the threats we face in the world, they reject vast subjects rooted in fact in order to have reality conform to their worldviews. They don't dig for truth. They skim the media for anything that makes them feel better about themselves. To many of them, knowledge is not a useful tool, but a cunning barrier elites have created to keep power from the average man and women. So please, if anybody is giving you a hard time for attempting to be helpful by your attempt to educate the people in our region, in our state, or anywhere you go, it's nice to have some quotes like this that try to make our world a better world. Thank you.
Okay, Roy. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Awesome. Not an annoyance at all. We're going to go to Cesare from Bethel. Good morning, Cesare.
Yeah, there's a comment about Roy's statement in there. He only listened to one side, that professor with his left side, and the short future we show, they show what we're going to is, for example, even in Alaska, we basic our economy on oil and gas and develop mines and stuff. Alaska going to be one of the most suffer states in the state. Watch.
One of the most what states?
Suffer.
Suffer
economically.
Uh-huh.
Suffer from
uh-huh.
from you know, get money for your school and roads and they may be temporarily get the money away from the dividend, but we're losing everything.
Mm.
We will. It is no you know, even like not all, even a lot, we'll be paying for fuel probably with the 2 years, $14, $12 a gallon, the heating fuel. We'll be tickets to Anchorage or groceries, everything go up. And mm-hmm. and we know we're losing so much job already in the North Slope. And there was on the radio yesterday how many jobs been lose already after they announced cutting progress with the leasing oils and gas production. That is only a fraction. Even in the state, you know, that pipeline. So what is, you have fuel flooding with pipeline. So the company invests billions of dollars to do it. The job opportunity for, what they say, 11,000 people get lost already. And replace the pipeline because the oil be still flooding to United States because it's market for it. They're going with the train, polluting the country, crashes, accidents, railroad, no money, smoking with the locomotives. They have to move the oil somehow, and they will be like before. So what is more environmental safe, sending all the things with those trains, or tracking, or get with the pipeline and send them up the Keystone Pipeline, right, and send them that way. Mostly that thing is on the ground anyway. And well, it's no, Biden is signing everything, whatever, no matter, there's no discuss everything what Trump put it, what even bad or good, is bad, is fine, if he signed it, executive order and shut him up, some stuff. But is what is good, leave him alone. We have the best economy with the end of 2019, we have one of the best economy. They have the virus come around every country in the world. And don't blame the Trump because he ruined the country. The virus ruined the country, and the media ruined the country. They've been creating enemy from now. 75 million people would vote for Trump, and they don't tell me they're not being right. They're not the whole reason why they want 75 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's almost half. People.
And they not one what I know is for violence. Even the Trump was not for violence. All of those complaining and trying to send troops to the New York or Portland, they're still fighting, they're still burning in Portland.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, Cesar, you hear that little gentle music in the background?
No, I know.
It means it's, we got to go to break.
I know who that is.
Of course you don't. You deny hearing it.
Something come on my mind.
Okay, you can call back if you want, but we have to take our station break.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So sorry about that. Okay, bye. All right, we're going to take just a two-minute break. You can. I'm Diane McGachran. This is KYUK and Talkline.
Ayagal ranun chokhiutst gemen COVID-19 namak arulaychtil rarun ritet damarmung alch gutst ilakshuting igayu gut COVID-19 an ritlich gamun ukut biskut jali malich takurluki nulgutsten king an ilaga rakshuki niftsni widaruten Tawgam sami jaga daguf dhwallu dymyn binach jaglwgw chwallu gibwys fyght sgwfyd anlwtyn. Mas gamag adwch llain aglwtyn nefnig anna gafyd. Nolygwyd gynrychgyn mallchwrach gaw gwfgw mas gamag adwch lwtyn ar fynlygynig idchon agmag iach sych dalwgi. Sami llw, wydang naglwtyn binach gygan. Unatst ruchtugluki prichtugluki sujat kainit. Tamam tamunga kachkaugugut malich daku sudasu biskut nun nausun ritsch kamt nun. Kinkik namtasu nausun ritsch kat nun. Unaking unangtukwagen Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
At YKHC, we remain here for you and your family, especially during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We are doing everything in our power to prevent these difficult circumstances, but we need your help. If you are experiencing any symptoms of illness, you should immediately isolate yourself from others and contact YKHC for testing. In Bethel, call 543-6949 or arrive for drive-through testing on Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. If you are in a village, call your local clinic. Everyone must do all they can every day to stop the transmission of this illness. This includes testing and isolating yourself when you feel even a little bit sick. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Hi, race fans. This is an early and important update from the K300. We are working hard to plan an exciting race that will keep our community safe. All visiting mushers, handlers, and volunteers will undergo a strictly enforced testing protocol, and they will stay in isolation at a central location in Bethel. But we don't have the ability to enact those policies on visiting spectators. We need your help. The message is simple. If you're considering having friends or family visit for the K300, this just isn't the year. Please help us keep our community safe and wait until next year to share Bethel's one-of-a-kind event with your loved ones. Thank you. We'll see you down the trail.
In support of efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the Bethel area, the YK Fitness Center is currently closed, but we encourage you to stay active. Being active is an essential part of keeping your immune system healthy and strong. Virtual fitness classes, motivational challenges, health information, and more are available at ykfitness.org. Be safe, stay active, and we look forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center. Welcome back. We have a caller from Bethel, Judy. Good morning, Judy. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. I wanted to share with the listeners out there that a couple days ago I got a letter in the mail, and it said Economic Impact Payment Card from Omaha, Nebraska. Big red note on the front, not a bill or an advertisement. Important information about your economic impact payment. Mm-hmm. I threw it away. I mean, it looked like scam to me.
Uh-oh.
Then a few hours later, a friend called and asked me about it, and she said she actually went in, and it asked for the last six of your Social Security number, so she wasn't sure, and I said, oh, it's scam. But then I Googled it, and I found out that is the $600 stimulus card for 8 million people, mostly in western states, and it's arriving this week to a lot of people. And so I pulled it out of the garbage, and I went in, did what it asked me to do, give my last six numbers of my social and set up a PIN, and it works. It's a debit card. Anywhere you go, they take it. But I wanted to warn people. I mean, it truly looks like a scam. It looks like garbage, and anyway,
yeah.
And people can Google it, too, because, I mean, I really researched it, and it's for real.
Well, I saw that post on Facebook, and I thought it was a scam at first when someone showed the picture of the envelope.
Oh, did they? I thought about posting it. Okay.
And I thought, oh, wow, somebody's taking advantage of these,
uh-huh.
You know, this allotment that everyone's getting. And I wonder how someone could pay for, like, their rent with it.
Only if they take Visa. And you can withdraw. You can do a withdrawal, but you have to pay a withdrawal fee unless it's, like, with an Alliance Bank or something.
Right.
But I told somebody, I was just at the post office, and I mentioned it to someone there, and because he's been waiting for his, and he had no clue. And so
wow.
I really think there'll be people that don't get it because they don't understand. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
We get credit card things all the time, fake things. You know?
Yes, that's right. Well, I wonder,
Yeah, I wonder why they shifted to a card. And they didn't roll it out properly. There should have been a lot of, like, announcements on
There's
air and
nothing
news
out there.
Stuff.
I can find nothing.
Exactly.
And it's called economic impact payment. Because we all thought we'd get checks. So a lot of people got deposits
Direct
right away.
Yep.
And some got checks. So they're sending it out in three ways. And there's nothing about it out there.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, I mean, the government might end up saving money with all the people that are going to throw the card away
but
not knowing.
People that need it.
I know. That's tough. Okay,
right,
thank you for calling in and telling us about it.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
So we have another caller from Bethel, Renee. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, that Renee.
This Renee.
What's up?
Well, I'm just calling because Casey and I have both received our second shots with the COVID vaccine, and I am really encouraging everybody to go get their shots. The YK has got is able to vaccinate just about everybody, and if everybody does it, then we're going to be a whole lot safer as a community and as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't listen to any of that nonsense about it causing defects or whatever, because I don't know where they're getting their information, except maybe off the dark web. But it's not true. Get your shots. Get vaccinated. Help save our country, ourselves, our people, our community. Go get your shot.
I'm getting my second shot on Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good. Yeah.
I'm glad for that. Yeah, because our whole region could be a whole lot safer because we can control things because we're way out here. We don't have a lot of, like, highways going through and all kinds of other kind of things going on.
Right.
So.
And right now we're so high with people who are infected, it's ridiculous. We're just as high as Anchorage.
I
and
know. It's weird.
And the way to help alleviate that and make it go down is to get your shots so that we can start to eliminate this thing out here. And that's the only safeguard we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go, well, wear your mask. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands, all of that stuff we're supposed to be doing. Keep doing that, but get your shots too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, thanks, Diane. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. I think I have an anonymous email. And it goes like this, and it's about the Newsmax, which is another news show. So from Anonymous, Newsmax is a controversial conspiracy theory news outlet. They are being misled by it and need to beware of their submitting to their reports. Okay, thank you for that. Okay. And I wonder if people have noticed that with GCI, there's some channels that we no longer receive at this time because GCI is in contract negotiations with the provider, the carrier of those channels. And so for the past few weeks, there's certain channels you're not able to see. They have a message up, though, when you go to that channel explaining what's going on. I'm going to go to Bob from Bethel. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to just say how appreciative I am, and my wife is as well, about the effort that YK has made to get these shots out. I mean, they've just done a sterling job, all of them. And that's not always the case, particularly with administrative staff, but in this instance, I think they just have, you know, they lead the country, in my opinion, as to what they've done. So congratulations and thanks to all of the people over there. With regard to the new money that's been shoveled out the door to every American, those cards, I agree. When I got mine, I thought it was a scam as well. I decided to open it. There's the card inside. I still wasn't convinced. I went on the website and discovered that it was genuinely legitimate. I don't know why they didn't do a better job of informing people that they were going to get these debit cards. but they never expire. And if you lose it, you can still get it replaced. And if you lose it and you have some money remaining, in other words, if you've used it and you lose it, you can still get a replacement for that. So they're pretty secure. You'd have to find out how to do that, you know, on the web. There are charges for certain things, and that's all explained in the literature that comes with the card, but it's also on the web. It's a good thing to read that because there are some charges that can be applied. But you can do a one-time bank transfer, in other words, deposit the whole card into your bank account. And that is, for the first time, there's no charge for that. And I think that's probably the wisest thing to do. Anyway, it is legit. And even if you lose the card or you threw it in the trash, it's still there waiting for you. And finally, over the last several months, we've noticed that the radio station, the AM part of the radio station broadcast, has tremendous volume fluctuations with certain programs. There's a particularly a large difference between the public APRN and the local news, for instance, but also some shows. Sometimes we can't even listen to Wait because the volume excursion is so great. And I don't know whether the station actually is aware of this or not. It's actually something that's gone on for years, but it's gotten much worse in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
We had trouble listening to parts of the city council meeting the other night because the volume was going up and down. So I wish they could fix this because there are times when we can't even listen to a show or a broadcast because, you know, we're chasing the volume on the radio, and it just becomes too annoying.
I'll forward that to the station manager to look into. I've noticed that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you're pointing that out.
Okay, and again, thanks, YK. It makes us, I mean, it's like a second Christmas to have these shots.
Good outlook.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Patty from Chuaf Balak. Hello, Patty. You're
good
on the air.
Good morning, Diane. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay. Sometimes Chuaf Balak has GCI problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed with myself that I only call when I have something to share, when it benefits our children because they're our next generation. And I was thinking really hard about, you know, my past and my life and things that I've overcome. And I realized I've had a hard time with conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to put it out there to all our parents and aunties and uncles and grandmas and uppas and godparents and foster parents and, you know, everyone under the sun who takes care of children. You know, teach them it's okay to have conflicts. It's okay to come across problems, you know, with things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to go away. It's going to happen all the time. Things are going to be good for, like, sometimes literally for like 5 minutes. And then, boom, something else happens.
Yeah.
So I want to share that if we could teach our children to resolve conflicts, you know, peacefully. And, not always without, you know, without anger, mm-hmm. without unforgiveness, teach them that we need to forgive. And I want to thank KYK and you, Diane, for, you know, encouraging that. I listen to the talk show a lot, and sometimes it gets heated, and then sometimes it's really nice and peaceful, and that's what I like about it.
You're one of the peaceful ones now. So, hang in there.
Right. That's just what I wanted to share. So.
Okay. Well, Patty, I don't know. You don't have to say, but I just wondered, like, what's one big lesson that you've learned and you're able to start doing in your own life when it comes to conflict resolution?
For me personally?
Yeah, like what's something you've learned?
I have learned to pray about it.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've gone through a lot of things in my life. Sorry to interrupt. I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and, you know, I've been at the bottom of a bottle, and I've hit rock bottom many times. And I've learned that I've had to pray, because all the hard times in my life is when I did not have a relationship with God and no religion specifically, just the relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I want to thank, you know, my mom and my grandma. They've taught me how to speak up like this. They've taught me how to, when you have something to say, you need to say it and you need to share it, because the only ones it's benefiting is our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the beautiful thing about prayer is it allows you to take a pause and just let yourself settle and not run full force into something, but just pause and re-get that spiritual connection, you know. Very powerful. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope everyone has a happy Friday, and like everyone's been saying, go get vaccinated.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, we're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to you and the people of the YK Delta.
Good morning.
Sincere condolences to the Jody Mantle Jr. family.
Mm-hmm.
And Guyana, my own, and the K300 committee for paying tribute and honoring him.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping they would do that. And since K300 and bogus inception, I believe they've been the DeMantle family, his parents, were the checkpoint up there up in Tulipsec.
Mm-hmm.
And I Guyana them for that. And also, he was also a voice for people on subsistence rights. And not only that, I remember when George Atlan and Myron were at it, and I believe you have the footage on that K-300. And they were stuck in Kalispell that time, and it snowed overnight, and they were held up in that video movie. Anyway, here pops up Joe DeMantle covered in snow with his Carhartt. And I remember him telling George that there's a trail of tulips at. And that was the kind of man he was then. Maybe in closing, that one time me and my wife went up trucking to Kalispell, and then we hit the Tulipsec, the most of Tulipsec. And I couldn't see the markers, and then all of a sudden out pops out of the most of Tulipsec River, there comes a blue pickup. And it was Joe DeMantle, and I asked him, which trail you guys using? He said, this way. And he brought us to that trail, and that was the kind of man he was in. But we're on Joe, and for everything, and rest in peace. And I don't want to say bye, but the great big place in the sky where all our people go, and also to happy hunting grounds.
Mm.
I'm sure they'll have a race up there too. So, but for all his, not only me, I'm thinking of all the people that knew him here on the Kuskokwim, all the way to Mount Itchcombe. So he'll be all over Alaska. Rest in peace, Joe. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Yvonne. Okay, our lines are open if you'd like to call in. Various topics today. If you happen to get one of the economic, I'm not sure, I forgot what the name of it is, but the card that comes in, the $600 allotment that the government was providing to people, that $600 comes in the form of a credit card for some people, and you may think it's a scam, but it's not. So there you go. And other people starting to talk about whether to open schools or not. There happens to be a petition that was posted online asking people to sign for schools to begin face-to-face and teach your children conflict resolution at an early age and to handle conflict in a healthy way, because conflict will happen at different parts of your life, so that's not something that you have to, that's not a bad thing if you are in conflict, but how you handle it is a big deal. All right, so we're going to go to an anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Dr. C. What's going on? A virus unleashes on the world. The world responds with severe lockdown, curfew, mask mandate, and social distancing. Small businesses and virtually every business other than major retail companies remain open, but being enforced with COVID restrictions. We are told by government officials that it was too dangerous for us to be around family. So we all stayed away out of fear of contamination. Police officers then began arresting citizens for simply not wearing masks or breaking curfews. Police officers began arresting people for going to the park with their babies. Hundreds of thousands of workers lose their jobs, and thousands of small businesses are now out of business. A black man is then killed in Minneapolis, and violent riots take over the streets. By the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, across the U.S., violent clashes and riots dominate the media with 24-hour news coverages. Thousands of businesses were looted, burned to the ground, and many people were killed because of racial tension in the United States. During this time, the virus that is plaguing the United States seems to virtually disappear. Millions of people were rioting, protesting, shoulder to shoulder in the streets, no social distancing, in most cases not even wearing masks. But the media, they convince us that COVID isn't spread outdoors. Yet people were getting arrested for simply being alone outdoors. The media begins to convince its people on live television in front of villages burning that these were, in fact, peaceful protests. As racial tension heats up, we are also in the middle of election year. The candidates began to campaign. And at least one of them did. Our president at the time began having boat parades, car parades. Our president at the time began selling out packed arenas. Then magically COVID reappeared. And according to our media, our former president was now holding mass predator events. Now we are told we can't celebrate holidays or gather with our family or we'll be fined and arrested. You know, this is about that vaccine, you know. We find out that they got medicine to heal it, you know, but they don't want to give it to you, that people could have been alive with that hydroxychloroquine, you know, but this, they don't need this vaccine because, especially young girls, because they can't have babies, they find it never be long-term tested.
Okay, Herman.
So
we
Herman,
oh, sorry.
Listen to this. How come you are not letting people talk?
Because
you
Listen,
all the whole vaccine is pushed on Americans and the world for a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Americans as well as citizens in other countries are having severe reactions to the vaccine, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, have died. And none of that is being talked about. So
that's we're winding down on the time limit. So we'll have to.
You guys get public money. You guys can't deny people. It's a free speech.
Yeah, we have a time limit on each call. So we're going to go ahead and... There's some kind of static on the line. Can you just... You can go ahead and... We're going to turn him down. Okay. Okay. So, you know, we try to keep it around 5 minutes, sometimes a little more when there's no callers in the queue, but we have a caller lined up. I do want to say there's no research studies linking this vaccine to difficulties with pregnancies, okay? And that's something you would talk to your doctor about if you were pregnant and wondering about getting the vaccine. So we're going to go to Renee from Bethel.
Well, hi, Diane. I had to call back in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where all of that information comes from, but it's a hodgepodge from a lot of different things. It's astounding to me that anyone could think that the virus comes and then it goes and then it comes and then it goes by somebody's whim, because it's not happening. Too many people are getting sick. Too many people are dying. And I'm not sure if those are his opinions. I don't believe they're based in any fact. And people should not be swayed by misinformation that he's giving out. And I encourage everyone, like you said, Diane, if you have questions, talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Research it yourself. Don't go to conspiracy, QAnon, other weird, deep, dark websites to think they're going to give you an answer, because all they give you is their kind of twisted, not really facts, but opinions. Get the facts, go to the doctors, go to people who know what's happening, and make your own decision. I encourage everyone to get their shots, but that's a decision that everybody has to make individually. So thanks, Diane. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you, Renee.
Bye.
All right. We have about 2 minutes. I think I have time just to read a quick email. And this is a thought for the day. Since the peaceful inauguration on the 20th, I've been or had this sudden realization in my mind that my mind is at ease, or I have this weight lifted off my shoulders about any world issues. I'm grateful that the guy went straight to work and reinstated the Bering Sea Resilience Plan on climate change. I applaud YKHC on their rollout of the vaccinations, not to downplay them or anyone else. They should halt the COVID-19 testing and convert their testing sites into vaccination points. Some things are easier said than done, just a thought. And that's from RB Slats from CHIVAC. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. This is Talk Line, 640 AM, KYUK, and I'm Diane McGachran, and I hope to hear from you on the other side of the break.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Do you have a health goal for 2021? Now is the perfect time to try something new and exciting to make your health a priority. Contact your local Indian health care provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-332-1000. 318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. YKHC strongly urges the public to avoid participating in in-person gatherings of any kind, including but not limited to birthday, going away, gender reveal, or throw parties, baby showers, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, public meetings, restaurant dining, religious services, and indoor or outdoor social gatherings of two or more households. We all must do our part each day to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Travel restrictions alone are not enough to prevent a COVID outbreak. The precautions work best at protecting us from COVID-19 when layered together. Please continue to only spend time indoors with members of your household. Stay home, except for essential activities like exercising or getting groceries. Wear a mask anytime when you leave home. If you must be around someone who is not part of your household, wear a mask. Maintain at least 6 feet of distance and stay outdoors if you can. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces in your home frequently. Everyone must be vigilant and practice the precautions needed to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This message brought to you by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Did you know you can be carrying COVID-19 with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Individuals unaware they are infected with COVID-19 are still highly contagious and can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. We can't predict when someone will have mild or serious infection. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including but not limited to parties, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone in your household are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're at the last third of the show, and we're going to go to Brian from Bethel. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk briefly about some of our COVID case rates right now and YKHC's recommendations for school districts about when they think it might be safe to move back from high risk to medium risk.
Okay.
So just to clarify, their recommendations that they put out is just moving back from high risk to medium risk because they feel like as long as we're having a global pandemic, there's at no point could we be considered low risk due to some of the factors in our region, such as transportation challenges, limited healthcare infrastructure, and the fact that we have a lot of multi-generational housing. But they have looked at some CDC guidance for what the CDC classifies as highest risk and moderate risk and low risk. And they have a few different core indicators. One, before they would recommend you move out of the very highest risk transmission risk, they want to see the case rates drop to less than 200 per 100,000 in a 14-day period.
Okay.
So that's not a daily 14-day average, that's a total of 200 cases per 100,000 in a 14-day period. And so for the YK Delta, that comes to about 25 cases in a week. We'd like to see less than 25 cases occur in a week.
Oh, because sometimes
for a couple weeks.
Because sometimes there's 25 cases in a day, and you're wanting that to so that there's only like a couple of cases a day in the whole Delta.
In the whole Delta.
Okay.
And that means there's not as much. Hopefully, that means there's not as much opportunity for the virus to spread with fewer people who can spread it.
Gotcha.
And then the other core indicator that they look at is your test positivity rate. Because there's, if you think about this, there's a couple ways that you can lower your COVID numbers. You can actually get rid of COVID and have much, much less COVID in the region, or you could just stop testing. Both of those would lower your numbers. And so by looking at the test positivity rate, you know that you're actually testing enough people to feel like the true case rates are actually dropping. And test positivity rate's also a good indicator, they call it, knowing if you have a lot of undetected cases occurring or not. So if you have a high test positivity rate, it's likely that there are many undetected cases. If you have a low test positivity rate, you're testing enough people to know that you think you're catching most of the cases that occur.
Okay.
So we want to see a less than 3% test positivity rate. So less than 3% of the tests that are being done coming back positive. And so regionally, that would be, less than 25 cases a week and a test positivity rate of less than 3%. And then we also would recommend that locally there are no cases that are linked to community transmission. So if you're in a small village, in addition to the regional indicators of dropping below that, we also don't want to have a small discrete outbreak in that location because that would, for that one particular location, be enough to bump it above those thresholds. So a regional threshold and then a separate local threshold.
Okay.
Just for comparison, you mentioned before that we're far from those rates. Right now, if you look at the YK Delta, I don't know if anybody ever goes to that New York Times site. It's one of the best sites I've seen that compares counties.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So for today, we're ranked eighth in the nation. Our cases, daily case per average is 182 per 100,000. And, so that's over 10 times. I think that's 12 times higher than the CDC's recommendation. For when they would think that you can move out of the very highest risk factor. And then our test positivity rate in the last 7 days is, for the region is 14%. So again, that means that we're, even though it's super high, 182 per 100,000, the true numbers are probably much, much higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're missing a lot of cases. And, just given the interconnectedness of our region and because we're missing a lot of cases, we think there's a strong possibility that a lot of those cases that we haven't identified are in communities that might even not have any positives occurring. And so that's one of the reasons why we're recommending all schools close and not just communities where there are no cases, because when you have many undetected cases in a large reservoir of COVID, they say, then it's possible that it could be just anywhere in the region, and we just not know about it.
What do you say to the some of the recommendations about opening schools because the transmission among children or children transmitting it is low? That there's some news coming out about that now, like the CDC, mm-hmm. and what do you think of that?
Well, there's some other research that's been done that shows that the background levels of childhood infection is very similar to those same rates that you'd expect to see in adult populations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that actually holds true here in the YK Delta. Usually we see between 25 and 35% of our active cases are children. And so we would expect that if we opened up school and we had high rates, you would still have high rates in the school. And so we're hopeful that maybe they would spread it, be less likely to spread it as much. But it's definitely possible that they could spread it. And we actually, in our region, have seen many instances where there have been outbreaks associated with school. And so, it's good that it hasn't occurred in a lot of schools around the country, but here in our region, it does appear to be Okay. There's a lot of local evidence that that schools can be accelerate the transmission in a community.
Okay, I gotcha. And also then transmitting to the adults in the school system too, from children to adults, the transmission.
And vice versa, yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, and have the number of testing, has testing gone down? Are people still getting tested at a good rate, or has that diminished since the vaccine?
I think the testing numbers have dropped a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we strongly encourage people to continue to get testing. Anybody that, mildly symptomatic, that means like just sometimes it comes on a sinus pressure or a sore throat or just a little bit of a runny nose. A lot of people don't have severe symptoms, especially to start with, and a lot of people don't have any symptoms at all. So if you feel even mild symptoms, mm-hmm. it's, please go get tested up at the tent. And of course, if you think that you may have been in contact with somebody who's infected with COVID, we also want you to get tested. If you're symptomatic, please get tested right away. Otherwise, it's generally best to wait 5 to 7 days from your first initial date of exposure until you get tested. And that would give the virus enough time to get into the body and replicate and make copies of itself and so that you would start shedding enough virus to come back positive on one of our tests. So if you test too early, it's possible that you might get a false sense of security there.
Okay. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being willing to call in and give us this information, and I hope you'll consider calling again in the future because people are interested, and we did have a caller earlier who was interested in some of the information you've just provided. So thank you.
I heard that. Yeah, so thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to Wassily from Nebraska. Hello, Wassily.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the city here. Villages, small villages. The financial depression that we're going through right now also happened back in 2007. Due to the high fuel prices beginning by 2004 and 2005, the effect from high rates caused some, if not most, villages not able to afford buying bulk fuel. Back then, I consulted with the agency to help our region by raising the revenue sharing above 120K, and it was given. Governor Palin at the time also gave us $3,000 dividend. I don't think we will have another governor like her at this time when your small cities all over this region filing for revenue sharing. That is a community assistance program. Make sure you complete the certified financial statement. And without it, these community assistance programs are not approved. So make sure, complete your certified financial statements. And usually annual, I can't think of it right now, but I think along with the certified financial, your applications will be approved, received before the deadline. That's all I have to say right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Wassily.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, I had an email that I'm going to read. Hang on. Okay. I have an anonymous email that I'll read. And it goes like this. I have taken the first COVID-19 vaccine. I only had a mildly sore arm. I took the vaccine not only for myself, but for others. I will take the second COVID-19 vaccine next week. I implore people to learn facts and not be misinformed. The YK Delta has had severe impacts in our region. Register for the vaccine at www.ykhc.org, and you can register there for this life-saving vaccine, Guyana. Yeah, so you can you have to have an appointment, and it takes about a half hour because you get the shot, but then you wait about 15 minutes to make sure you don't have a reaction, and there you go. All right, our lines are open. We've had a lot of different kinds of calls and different kind of information coming on. If you'd like to respond to any of that or add some of your own, you're welcome to do that. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can also email, and I'll read your email over the air, at radio@kyuk.org for your calls and your emails. If you're kind of shy, you can be anonymous if you want. All right, I'm going to take a call from Susan in Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I get my booster Monday.
Mm. Oh, me too. I'll see you there.
So, yep, I just think, but people just need to be aware you can still catch it and spread it. You just don't get sick from it. So, you know,
good point.
The masks and social distancing and all that will have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard on parents, but it's not safe to open up the schools. And I don't think it's safe in Anchorage either, but they crumbled to pressure and it's I know it's really hard on parents and it's really hard on the kids, but life is precious and we got to do what we can, however inconvenient it is. It's just necessary. And if things, you know, people get their vaccinations and things, you know, maybe next fall we'll have school. I hope so. You know, it's going to take a while. You know, people out in the States, a lot of them aren't even going to get a chance to get vaccinations until summer. So we got the opportunity here to everybody get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are apprehensive, but if they get the facts, they can do this, you know. And maybe one of the other kind of vaccinations need to get approved in the state, in the nation, because then maybe other people will still get the vaccination. I think they don't understand the memory RNA format of the vaccination.
Right.
And they're leery of it.
Yeah.
It's safe. It's been used like past 10 years in cancer research. I mean, it's not new. Maybe it's new to the common, regular person off the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it as controversial at all. But for those that do and don't want that version, maybe the thing we can do is get the nation to somehow approve other versions, and that would get other people out in the States that have to wait till the summer to go ahead and get it done. I think one of the versions that's being worked on is a one-and-done format of it.
Yep.
So I just think more versions of it out there would probably maybe encourage other people to get it and also catch up other places that are really backlogged and behind on and dispersing this. Other than that, I called last week about this too. February Food Bank, we want to give out Valentine cards, not bought ones. You know, you can go buy a bunch, but I mean, homemade ones with positive mm-hmm. messages on them are the best. And if the kids that are cooped up indoors and the young adults and people my age that feel creative, make a bunch of cards and drop them off at the following sites, AC Main Store, Karina's Case Lot, and the 4-H Center. I also called the various schools, and I'm going to ride around me or carry and pick them up and pick up those cards, too. So we want to have enough for each household to get a positive message from someone in the community. I think it's a real cool thing, and we want to give this a try, and we want it to be successful. And
it's a cool idea.
Yep, and it doesn't set a precedence. It's just during these pandemic times, people are fragile, vulnerable, depressed, feeling isolated, and helping people makes us feel better, and getting a positive message like that would make people feel better. So
Yeah.
You can't lose with that.
No,
yep.
That's good.
Yeah, and I feel bad about this person from Antioch that keeps calling. I know 1 week he called 3 times on the English-speaking show, and then he had the audacity to do the
okay,
same.
Okay.
He did the same thing on a Yupik-speaking show.
Right. You're welcome to disagree with and provide updated information if you disagree.
That's where I call in and I disagree.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't I don't speak Yupik, but I know enough to know that. So I called in and spoke against it.
Okay.
Even though it was a Yupik talking show, I don't care if it's an English talking show, a Yupik talking show, or everybody's farting in Morse code. If somebody says something bad about this vaccination, I'm going to call in and protest that.
Okay.
Because anybody that follows advice to not take the shot and then they die from it, that's blood on that person's hands. I mean, literally. So we're trying to save lives, not kill people.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thanks and have a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
All right. So if you want to do an art project with your child, to do just a fun Valentine's card or just a kindness kind of card of coloring and drawing from your child, you can do that, and you can drop it off at AC, Karina's Case Lot, or the 4-H Center. And these are going to go into the food boxes that the Lions Club will be distributing in the future. So it's a really neat idea, and I think people who receive those food boxes would find it delightful. So I think we have a caller. Is that right, Gabby? Okay, she's just typing in the name. And it's Kathleen from Bethel. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Diane. This is your neighbor, Kathleen.
Oh, my neighbor of the year. My favorite neighbors. Yes.
Well, I'm calling because the first time the vaccine was out, I wasn't certain I wanted to get it for a lot of, there's a lot of news about about it, but I got the vaccine. I didn't have any symptoms, except just a sore arm. But a lot of people, when they got the vaccine, they had mild symptoms like a mild fever, headaches. And I thought, okay, if I get those mild symptoms, at least from what I heard from other people, that they only had symptoms for like a day and a half. So I said, and I'm breastfeeding, so it was a risk for me to, but YKHC said it was okay for me to get the vaccine. I mean, the reason I got it is, I mean, it's not, you're not going to be immune from the, if you get the vaccine, but it'll help you, your body will help you fight it.
Right, right. And actually those symptoms you mentioned, like a slight headache or a little fever, that's actually your body gearing up and preparing itself to be able to fight it. So it's actually, technically, it's kind of a good sign if you do have mild symptoms. And usually it's after the second vaccine when people seem to experience that.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I called, too, was LKSD had a plan for students to go back to. I know they're still talking about it. I don't know what they decided on it. But they did have a plan to where there was, like, groups of kids going to school for a certain number of hours twice a week. And I am for that. I believe if parents aren't for that, they shouldn't have their kids go to school. But I really believe that kids need that interaction. Not like school's very important for the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with my daughter going to school. She goes to the Ayapkun school. She's a lot of the kids are failing. Right now, parents aren't able to meet their children's needs because they're out working. I'm fortunate enough to where I can stay home and help my daughter with her homework. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the parents, many of them don't speak Yupik, so a lot of them enrolled their children so that they can learn Yupik.
Yeah.
Now I can speak and I can read, so... Oh, I feel like we're fortunate.
Your kids are lucky for that.
But not many are, so that's a little of my concern, and I encourage parents to get the vaccine or anybody out there, even though there's some fear in it.
Yeah.
But Those have been on my mind, so that's why I called.
I'm glad you called. Is Naomi there? You want to tell Naomi I said hello?
Yeah, I'll tell her you said hi.
Okay.
Okay.
And Elton, but he might not know. And Donna.
Yeah.
But they don't know.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We have just a couple minutes left. We're going to go to an anonymous caller. Anonymous, welcome to Talkline.
Hi, I'm just calling for, I'd like to know what's Napai Meat's number for Woods, what they sell. Thank you. I'll just hang up and listen for their number.
Okay, I don't have the number for Napai Mutes wood sales off the top of my head, but if somebody does know that number and you can call in quickly and tell us, that would be great. That number, you can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can shoot us an email at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, I think that the board's clear, right, Gabby? Gabby's back in the booth helping with keeping the show going. All right, so we had quite a different batch of calls today, and I was going to tell like a quick fishing story that an elder always shares with me when she likes to go to the seawall and fish, of course, and she said that sometimes when she has anxiety or she's got something she's worried about and her mind is kind of, you know, racing, when she goes fishing and she puts her line in, and then what she does is as she's breathing, she sends the anxiety and those anxious thoughts from her head down to her shoulder, down her arm that's holding the fishing stick, down the fishing line into the water, and the current takes it away, and she just kind of breathes and practices that. And then when a fish bites and that energy comes back up the line through the stick up her arm and fills her whole being with a feeling of connection and just a real nice energy. So that's something you might want to practice next time you go ice fishing or you're fishing in the summer with rod and reeling or something. You can let the Kuskokwim current capture and take your anxieties on down the river. So I think we have another quick caller. I'm not sure. Gabby, do we? No. Yes. I don't know. She's back there typing. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the emails and all of your calls. I think... Oh, the Napai Mute number. Oh, my gosh, we did it. Thank you, Gabby. The Napai Mute's number for wood is 545-2877. Okay, so that caller, again, it's 545-2877 for Napai Mute wood. And I have an anonymous email that I'm going to read, and it goes like this. As a person that grew up in the YK Delta, I've had the privilege of knowing people from all walks of life. There are, sadly, way too many people still apprehensive about getting the COVID vaccine for whatever reasons. I myself have lost a priest, a classmate, a former boss, and at least three colleagues that work at the same institution, as I, too, I'm sorry, Anonymous, it's the grammar, I don't know how to read this. So, she lost those individuals, he or she lost to COVID because the vaccine came too late for them. This hits way too close to my heart and I am heartbroken. Please, please vaccinate and help save lives. Thank you, Anonymous. I'm sorry I messed up a little bit there. I had a hard time reading that. All right, so I think that's going to wind down our show for today. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back next Friday at 10 a.m., and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. When you're doing what you're doing, what you're doing, when
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Hello, I'm Jason.